What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're well. Another day. Getting closer to God, engaging heaven today. Join us Monday through Friday. Like I said, we're about to go on video. Hey, people are asking me. We're going to be in San Jose, California for a whole camp meeting week, a Holy Spirit week. And that's going to be August 27th through the 31st. So I'll give you more details on that. I said it one time in a podcast. Everybody's hitting me up about it. We're going to call this episode The Problem with Your Dream. There is a problem with your dream, every single one of you listening. Dreams are crazy. You know, when I was a kid, I called it establishing my pool relationships. Dude, there ain't no pool in the hood. There wasn't, that we didn't even have, like, one time I went to Philly in the inner city and they had, like, community pools. Like, legit, a pool like that, that literally has, like, 400 dudes in it. It was nasty, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know we'll be living in that. Oh, it's gross, man. And I remember as a kid, look, if you had a pool, man, you were rich, right? You had to find a pool, you had to establish pool relationships in the off season. So that when summer came, you get an invite. You know what I mean? You didn't get pools where I came from. That was a different sign of wealth, you know? And when we purchased the house that we just sold, because we're moving, thank God now, it had a beautiful pool. Look, unapologetic. It's so funny. People look at my house. They look at my pool. Y'all didn't want this when it was a foreclosure. But, you know, this pool's amazing. It's huge. This pool is 20 feet by 40 feet. Friends, all of you could come in this pool. This thing is massive. And it just gave, I mean, we didn't realize how much we would like a pool until we got one, right? I mean, we love the thing. So one day I'm sitting with my son and we're in the pool. It's just literally two of us, like two manatees in this big old ocean pool. And my son has a diving board. And my son says, "Dad, when I grow up and get married, I want to have a house with a pool. But I want a house with two pools." He said, "I want one in the front yard and the backyard." I thought, bro, that's crazy. I mean, that's pretty baller. You want two pools, one in the front and the back, you know? And right before I started thinking that he was sounding silly, I just thought about the power of a dream, right? When you're a kid, man, you do everything, right? It's like, you can get in a box and my son be like, "Look, Dad, it's an airplane." It's just amazing the power of imagination. Because when you're little, nobody's there to tell you you can't do it. When you're little, nobody's there to tell you, "Look, you haven't been old enough to fail." Do you understand what I'm saying? And one thing I realize is like as you get older, you stop dreaming. The older you get, the less you're like just reaching for the stars, you know, where most of you settle for a life that I wouldn't even want to be alive for on this earth to live, to be honest with you, because you just settled for mundane, you're a slave to your job, and it's just like, what in the world are you doing in your life? You know what I mean? Like, what are you after? You literally, it's the same life every single day. Nothing changes. God's not moving. Nothing's intervening. What in the world would I want anything to do with that? And everything starts with a dream. You know why Powerball is so successful? Because these people want to spend a dollar on a billion-dollar chance. They want to get out of their life. They'd rather, please, break me out of this dead cycle. I'm sorry, Larry. You worked hard to get into this dead cycle. Remember when you were 20 years old and you had the decision to go to California and do something great and pursue your dreams in education, or you just took the local electrical job? Remember that at 20? Well, you signed up for this, bro. And now, since 20 years old, you've been a 50-year-old man every single day not doing anything else with your life. We stop dreaming. My son wants a house with two pools in the front and the back. And many of us are settling and we've lost the ability, like your dreaming gland is broke. That thing in you that's like, man, maybe I should do something else with my, like, you don't even, like, it blows my mind that there are people on this earth that don't have a desire for more. Like, bro, you killed that desire. Like, it's in you. Trust me, it's in you. It was in you at 1, 2, 3, and 5 when you were in the pool saying you wanted a house with two pools. It's in all of us. Read your journals when you're a kid. You write crazy things. You just want to do everything. Live in a castle and, you know, explore the world and do wonderful things with your life. And when you're not doing that, you're dying, right? When your memories outlast your dreams, you're dead. And the reality is, there's a reason that I don't think my mother is going to live much longer. There's a reason for that. I'm going to tell you it after the break.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the problem with your dream. And I'm going to actually tell you the problem with it in a minute. My mother, I love this woman. Look, Dr. Oz said one time, you've got to give your heart a reason to beat and it will, right? My mother is an overcomer. Love that woman. She's done so much. I mean, I've not seen anybody make it with so little in my life, right? I mean, all the handicaps. She was born deaf. Her hands and feet are crippled. She's like 4'9". And this woman at 18 years old went to work and stayed there for 42 years. And she worked out and she got, I mean, this woman smoked for 50 years, got a wet cough, woke up and stopped. I mean, she's pretty remarkable. But something happened when I was a kid. She was always on the move. She was always going. She was even not being able to hear. She was extremely social. We were always going places and going to parties for Electric Boat and all, you know, the government she worked for and all these things we were doing. And then all of a sudden, my mom could retire early, right? I think at like 62, they were like, you have a huge pension. You've done so much. You've worked at this company forever. You can leave. And at 62, she left. But the problem is she didn't leave to anything, right? She left to the television in the garden, which thank God for the garden. But she left for the television. And so she doesn't go out of the house much, maybe once or twice a week. And I'm constantly telling her, do you want to live? Then you better find a reason to live. If you're just watching TV every day and you're just your garden, thank God for it. I mean, gosh, I'm like loving her garden every time I'm there. But that is your life right now. Do you know what I'm saying? That garden is keeping you alive. If you give your heart a reason to beat, it will. And I'm not saying that I love my mother. I would do anything for that woman. I love her so much. But the reality is when you stop living, you die. Period. That's what dying is. You stop living. It's a fact. They took like 100 old people, like it starting at like 60 to 100, and they wanted to find out the determining factors. I read this whole study on what would keep them alive, right? Because when you're younger, it's like, stay away from the donut, you know? When you're older, they're like, what is going to attribute to you dying, right? You would be shocked at the results. You know what didn't matter? If you were fat. I promise you. They were like, yeah, old people with a pouch. It didn't matter. The number one reason that was killing people, or the reason that kept them alive the most. You want to know what it was? Social interaction. Being around people. Connecting. Conversation. That was their factor in keeping you alive longer. Because if you give your heart a reason to beat, it will. And here is the problem with your dream? You ready? Every single one of you, and no one's excluded from this. The problem with your dream is it's not big enough. Your dream isn't big enough. What are you after? Have you even allowed yourself to dream? Or are you just a slave to life? You feel like this is your lot. Shout out to the dude in Norwich. This guy is sitting somewhere in downtown Norwich, Connecticut, in a little new coffee shop that popped up. The dude's like a hipster, laid back, cool. And my kids told me the other day, they walked in and he was just like, my daughter told me, she walked in and he's just chilling. I mean, she's like a legit hippie, not a wannabe hipster. Do you know what I mean? Like these, like they, the hipsters are like scared to be hippies, right? My daughter walked in and he was like, he had the old press espresso machine. He opened a coffee shop, took out a business loan, and he's just there. You know what? He's just doing something else with his life. Like, I can give full respect to a guy that is like, you know what? I want to do what's in my heart to do. I want to take a loan. I'm going to step out to the unknown. These are the people that shape the world. And when you have God, it's even greater. So the Holy Spirit lives in you, and what is limited to you being an angry electrician that doesn't want anything else with his life? Like, what are you even after? Like, what are you after? You realize that there's a difference between you making a living and making a life, right? And if you're so busy making a living, you're failing to make a life. Have a living that you're creating your life for. Do you understand? Like, jobs, working, whatever it is, do it to serve what you're called to do. That is life, right? What is the purpose of your heart? I want to have a spiritual purpose. I want to be a part of doing something great. I want to be a part of doing something bigger. That's wonderful. Then all the things you do for your job is just serving the purpose that you have spiritually. Other than that, you're a slave to a dollar, and you're a slave to somebody else's life. And so look, I'm going to encourage you today. It's time to dream bigger. Your dream's not big enough. Get yourself in a room, write down on a piece of paper the things that are in your heart to do, the things that interest you, the things that you desire, and like start there and do something with it, right? Formulate a dream. Like build something in your heart that is more passionate than even what you're doing. And it's not about finances, but this is a huge part of your life. Some of y'all are spending 50 hours a week at a job and 0 hours a week impacting humanity. That's my thoughts for today. We're going to see you tomorrow. I think we're going to continue on the dream theme. We love you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.